Welcome back to another episode of Convos with SD. Today we will be talking to Kevin D., Vice President of Finances at the NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. He and his team have been working around the clock because of all the cancellation due to the coronavirus. Kevin, tell me, how crazy has this past couple weeks been for you and your team, and how have you guys handled it?
Yeah, it was definitely crazy when all those decisions were being made so quickly. And I think probably the craziest part was that the circumstances were changing so fast that we would make decisions as an association that we had to change maybe even a day later or even less.
Yeah.
And I think the staff has handled it pretty well, actually. We divided up all the different issues into some smaller teams while it was all happening. And now we're just working from home trying to put all the pieces together.
Yeah. All collegiate sports have either been canceled or postponed. What are you guys doing to try and get those back?
Trying to restart sports in the fall is obviously an active conversation right now, and it's pretty complicated depending on what part of the country you're in and how many cases there are, and just bringing a lot of kids back together for athletics, much less for an entire college campus, has a lot of challenges with this virus still being spread.
Mm-hmm. How are you guys making different decisions depending on the states? Like Arizona and I think Florida haven't really been hit that hard.
Yeah, that's yet. We have 21 conferences throughout the country in the NAIA, and so a lot of they'll make a lot of their decisions on their own about when to reopen. But that's going to be one of our biggest challenges, I think, is attaining some sort of equity nationwide as it relates to the when they can start up, and frankly whether they can start up, because I think there might be some parts of the country that might not be able to do it until much later.
Yeah. I know that you and your team were working extremely hard to get a loan from the Small Business Administration, and you got it. How exciting was it to know that all your work paid off?
It was really exciting, and it was comforting. And our controller Elizabeth Ryan really did a lot of the heavy lifting, putting all the information together for the application. It just really helps us manage our cash flow. We lost a lot of money by canceling those winter and spring championships, and so this loan will help us offset some of those losses, and also will help us as we head into next year.
Yeah. Now to get to some more positive subjects, the NAIA has had some pretty amazing athletes go pro, namely Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, Elgin Baylor, Lou Brock, Ben Zobrist, and Walter Payton. How much pride do you take in that?
Yeah, we are proud of our history and all the great athletes that have come out of the NAIA. It's mostly smaller private schools, and so there aren't the number of pro athletes isn't huge. But Scottie Pippen and Ben Zobrist, in fact, when he was here in Kansas City for a year, and won the World Series, was really exciting, and he recognized the NAIA while he was here. Dennis Rodman is one that we don't necessarily advertise too much, just because of kind of the way he handled himself late in his career, but he had an excellent career in the NAIA.
How do you think all the cancellations have impacted the students across the country?
In a great way, obviously. The among the saddest things as it relates to athletics was seniors in spring sports and in winter sports on some level just didn't get to experience their senior season. Mm-hmm. Now we have changed a rule that's going to allow them the opportunity to come back and repeat that year, basically athletically. But it didn't just impact the seniors. There were a lot of teams that were really excited about their opportunities to win conference championships and national championships and mm-hmm. Awards and things like that, and they just didn't get to experience that. So it was really sad for all those spring sports and for the winter sports that got canceled right before the event started.
How are you guys, what is going to happen to the freshmen that are supposed to come in this season?
I mean, it depends on how we start up the fall semester and the fall sports seasons. But our eligibility center that processes eligibility for incoming freshmen are still receiving applications and registrations really at a faster pace. So it looks like that's an indicator that these kids are still planning on going to college. They're still trying to get in line and get their information in, but they also know that it's really uncertain.
Mm-hmm. How do you think the parents have handled all of this?
You know, from talking with some athletic directors at NAI schools, and they have a lot of contact with the parents, I think everybody's handling it fairly well. There were obviously a lot of upset people when the spring sports were canceled, but it was really unavoidable. There was no way to do it safely. Mm-hmm. But I think as far as kind of getting ready for next year, there's some anxiety as it relates to the uncertainty, and so looking for answers, but knowing that answers may not come for another month or so is really makes people kind of anxious.
Yeah. What does it mean when you say the NAIA isn't charging students for spring competition?
So in the NAIA, you can play for four seasons in a given sport. And so if you're a spring athlete, like a baseball player, then you would have used up one of those four seasons this year. And so what they're saying is we don't have to count that season as one of the four. So if you were in your second year, then next year would be considered your second year.
What about half years? Because technically this was a half year.
Yeah, but I mean, for spring sports, they really only play in the spring. Some sports cross over between the winter or the fall and the spring, and so there's other rules that apply to that. But basically, you have four seasons that you can play, and this season for the spring sports athletes just doesn't count as one of those four. We considered whether to do that for the winter. For the basketball players too, because they didn't get to complete their national championship,
mm-hmm.
But decided that they had completed really all of the season besides the nationals, and so decided not to grant them an extra year.
Yeah. Take yourself out of the equation. How do you think this has impacted the NAIA staff?
Quite a bit. You know, the transition was very quick from working in the office to working from home. And so everybody had to learn just a new way of doing things by Skype and other technologies. But I think everybody has handled it pretty well. Some who have young kids at home, I think, are really impacted. If they don't have somebody there to watch them, then it's really hard for them to get their jobs done. And I think some people who live alone in an apartment, for instance, there's a loneliness factor there, too, if you don't have a family around. So they're trying to do things to connect with each other, and the staff is doing a lot of things to connect with each other
mm-hmm.
On a weekly basis.
And finally, how has it affected you?
Well, working from home has been an adjustment for sure. But I think it's actually going to help because we have learned all these new tools. They're not even new tools, but we've learned to use some of the tools that are available, like Skype and some other software. Teams is a software that we've started to use.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's helped me a lot, is to learn different ways to communicate and to share information electronically that we used to do just by walking down the hall. But it is, it has some challenges.
Yeah. I'm sure you're excited that this didn't happen during the winter, because then the Chiefs parade went right out in front of the NAIA building, and I'm sure you're excited about that.
Yeah, that was a great day. We were fortunate enough to be able to watch the parade from indoors from our office, and so it was really nice to invite family and friends up. And I think also if this had happened during the winter, just the ability to get outside when you are at home all the time would have been more limited.
Yeah.
I think one of the, one of the things that's been good about this is that the weather has been really good since March, and so I think that's helped people as far as their attitudes about it.
Mm-hmm. Those are all the questions we have for today. I want to thank Kevin again for being here. I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts. Tune in next time to Convos with SD.